You are being asked to draw some challenging lines now. We will mention one of them. When you look at a situation where an individual is acting without morality, acting without intelligence, acting only with, say, an overgrown ego, there is a line there that is difficult to hold. And that line is the line between knowing that that is what you are looking at and feeling things about that. And this is a situation, particularly when someone has influence, when someone exerts a certain amount of power. And in an interesting way, we could almost call that a line of faith. If you're in a situation where you have the power and you have identified something that is without moral merit, without intelligence, without thought for the good of others, but you are the person in power, then you can identify that without having all of these negative feelings because you have the power to do something about it. However, when you are in a situation like this and you do not have the power, then what you are asked to do is to turn over the outcome and the way all of this plays out to the universe and to continue in your own life to contribute to light, to contribute to what is true, to contribute to what is moral and to invest in loving kindness. In other words, your job becomes in a way more difficult because you are asked to refocus in a way so that your energy is being poured into the light. Not so much that your energy is being poured into stopping a darkness. You see, very often it is the universe that manages darkness. And it is always too long for us. We always want it managed quickly. However, when there is a darkness that is, shall we say, empowered, then what it turns up is all the places where darkness has been living. And even though that does not seem to be a cheerful thing, it is nonetheless valuable information because you may have been going along not knowing where that darkness was alive. And over time, and in many situations, that can be a real danger. So in a larger structure, it is better to know where the darkness is than not to know where it is. It is safer. Now then, we are going to take this lesson into our own personal lives and think about this for a moment. We have been taught, of course, to look critically at absolutely everything about ourselves, and hopefully, with the addition of loving kindness and the union with the universe, we are displacing that belief system a little bit more every day, which is a wonderful thing. When you find that you are trying to exert power over yourself through using the tools of darkness, then you want to be careful about that. Certainly, we need to know about our path and who we are on it, the places where we walk well, the places where we do not walk well. Certainly, we want to know all of that. But we do not want to use darkness to try to control all of that, since the power is in the allowing of light into the place where the shadows live in us. It is the allowing of light in that makes us free, that makes us able to walk as who we are without looking behind us every second without the worry, which we know you are familiar with. We know you have all said this to yourselves. At any moment, I will be found out. And of course you will be found out for the beautiful being that you are. And the truth is, if someone is looking for something other than that, then you need to make distance between yourself and that dark looker. We do not need to look for darkness ourselves. We do not need to invite anyone else to look for that darkness either. We are clearing it out so that there is more room for light. So we will take a moment and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy around you become the energy of love. Breathe in the love, exhale the fear. That all around you there are bright blue wings, wings that spirit has sent you to raise you up in peace. And feel the wings becoming a part of your energy. So that as you are breathing out fear and breathing in love, you feel your energy rising. And as the wings lift you up, feel your own energy becoming so light that it moves into the night sky. The wings of peace are all around you, supporting you, lifting you. And feel that you come to a place in the night sky that is full of the mother's love, warm and golden, open and accepting. And let the wings take you to this place and step into the energy. that the mother has brought here for you. And as you step into the energy, feel your crown open. And the mother's love begin to cleanse your thoughts, bringing them into peace and light. Feel them flow into your crown, opening your crown to all that is good and intended for you. Opening your third eye, making your third eye bright and strong, and able to see and know what is yours and what is not. Feel her energy in your throat, making you able to speak with loving kindness to yourself, because that is a tool of light. Feel her love in your heart. The energy from which your heart was made, healing your heart, filling your heart. Feel the mother's energy flowing into your solar plexus to move away the old hurts, which no longer serve the will of your heart and the mother's love. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center. And let her love displace and loosen any attachment you might carry to judgment or shame. Feel all of that leaving your body. Feel the mother's love flow through you and into your root. And let her love light your own creativity, light your knowledge about who you are, what you love, where you wish to use your energy, and what you wish to create with it. Now feel yourself so full of her love and her power that you remember who you truly are. Now see that she has brought you a gift. Resting the mind in this fine, high place, know the gift that she has brought you. Now in this place, thank the mother in whose energy you are living and growing. Receive her blessing and breathe in all of the love that you can hold. see that the bright blue wings of peace have come to enfold you, to bring you safely, easily through the night sky. Feel the lightness of your own spirit and the safety all around it. And let those wings bring you back into your own body. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,